News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
This is News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Jonathan Healy. The royal insignia should be removed from Ireland's postboxes and replaced with the seal of An Post. That's the view of John Costello, Sinn Féin councillor for Limerick City North, who's on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan, and your listeners too.
These are the big old green postboxes, the cast iron ones that occasionally still have a VR or a GR, depending on which monarch was in place when they were installed. How many of them are there?
Oh, I haven't got the correct figures on them, but some of them are on our main thoroughfares in the cities around our country. And this initially came from a motion from a Fine Gael councillor that we should restore these and maintain them. So that was a very noble motion. I actually backed it as well. But I wanted to broaden the whole debate on the post boxes. We hadn't got the motif of An Post on quite a few of them, a lot of them. So I wanted them to either cover them or remove the motif. That was my simple suggestion, and it seems to have gathered legs since then, Jonathan, you know.
Okay, well, why do you think we should remove the royal insignia?
Well, first of all, this is the property of An Post. We are no longer under British rule, and on a main thoroughfare, I don't see why we should have to be reminded of Britain's colonial past in our country and other countries. I mean, they are property. And we've painted
that. Do you not accept, though, that when they were installed, that there was a British monarch who had authority over Ireland, whether you view it as acceptable or not? But it is a historical fact, and by removing it, would we be not trying to revise history?
Not necessarily. We have to move on. I don't want to be reminded of Britain's colonial past. A lot of people don't want to be reminded. Now, these are actually works of art, some of these post boxes. I wasn't involved in architecture and antiques for many, many years myself, so I appreciate the value of them in terms of their aesthetic look, etc. But let's put our own stamp on them, Jonathan, you know.
Yeah. The only thing is that the modern post boxes are rather poor by comparison. I agree with you. They're wonderful bits of street furniture. Modern ones don't even come close. But if we adulterate them, we are doing ourselves a disservice. I mean, it is referring to Queen Victoria, long dead, King George, long dead. It's not as if we're glorifying them in any way. It's just a reflection of what was the reality in Ireland at the time. I'm just wondering, is it worth the effort?
I would think so. Like, don't forget, she's the queen who ruled us during the famine as well. The famine queen is what she is, you know, at the end of the day. So I wouldn't be glorifying.
But do we then move to the next level, which is to rename Victoria Road here in Cork or Albert Quay, which is just about 200 yards from where I'm sitting right now? Where do you stop with the revisionism?
Yeah, you're right there. But I just wanted to open and broaden it a bit on the post boxes. And I'm quite shocked at the reaction from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil Council and my city council there. And we have bigger issues to worry about as opposed to the phone boxes, in fairness, challenging, you know.
No, I agree with you. There are certainly bigger issues that no doubt you and your fellow councillors are dealing with down there. What about the argument that might be put forward that if you did this, it would be seen as anti-British, that some British people, and there's lots of them living in Limerick, could be offended by it?
I wouldn't think so. We rely on British tourism quite a bit in our country. So I don't think so, not at all. You wouldn't see the Irish harp on a post office in Borough High Street or Islington High Street, you know. So I don't think they'd be offended at all. Like, it's time we stood up, like, you know, and just took ownership, you know, Jonathan.
And the last one, John, is the An Post logo is a brand. And as we know, brands change on a regular basis. The British, if nothing else, they stuck to their brands. What happens in 10 years' time if they change the An Post logo? It's very hard to put a new An Post logo onto a wrought iron letterbox.
Well, we've had the British logo on it for the last 90 years or 100 years, whatever it is. And I suppose it's not beyond the bounds of any good person to remove it. It's not the end of the day, you know, it can be removed, you know. I'm not talking about, I think some of the councillors were a bit angry that I mentioned the word angle grinder. Maybe it was the wrong phrase. I was probably a little bit, overreactionary when I said angle grinder. I didn't mean it entirely angle grinder. These can be just buffed down to the base of the postbox, you know.
You're not rushing to the angle grinder just yet, but at least the conversation has been started. Sinn Féin councillor for Limerick City North, John Costello, thanks very much for joining us.